Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emuna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our fourth installment in Tevilas Kelim. So just to make very clear, the obligation to immerse the vessel owned by a non-Jew and now being transferred to the Jew is only if the Jew takes ownership of the vessel. Let's say the Jew were to borrow the vessel from a non-Jew, he would not be obligated to tovel the kli. The most common application of this is, let's say a person has a meeting at a hotel, a restaurant, something of that sort, you know, not a kosher establishment, and they order a drink. So there it is, a person gets their Coca-Cola in a glass. We've said that the halacha is that glass vessels are supposed to be toveled. So how are you am I allowed to drink it out of that glass? The answer is it was owned by the non-Jew and it still is owned by the non-Jew. And the fact that you're using it right now, it's not yours. You're just borrowing it. One halacha. A related question that unfortunately doesn't have as easy an answer is, let's say I'm with a Jew. And the Jew doesn't tovel his vessels. So now how does that work? The halacha is, I'm prohibited from using a vessel obligated in tefillah. A vessel that's obligated in tefillah that has not been immersed in the mikvah, I am prohibited from using it for food, drink, or food preparation. So if I'm at, let's say that same hotel happens to be owned by a Jew. Let's say I know it's owned by a Jew. And I know good and well there's no way that this person toveled the glasses. So then there's a real halachic problem with my drinking out of that glass. Because a Jew owns it and he's obligated to tovel it. Now there is some distinction in this. When you think about it, there are certain types of situations with food that maybe the plate from which I'm eating the food is really not necessary. Just to give you an example for a moment, let's say I'm sitting and I request an apple and they bring me out on a glass plate my apple. Did I really need a plate for that apple? I really don't. I really could just hold it and eat it just fine. The same, of course, is true for any finger food. So such things, one could argue that one really isn't using the plate as a means of eating it. So that would be a room for leniency. But if it's a drink, it's very hard to find that leniency. How could I drink it without using the glass? And of course, there are many types of food where it'd be highly difficult to eat if I didn't have cutlery or a plate or whatever it is. So if someone's in a situation where they're with a Jew and they have strong reason to believe the Jew does not tovel their food utensils, that really is a question to ask a competent halachic authority based on the specific circumstances. But that distinction is a good one to keep in mind, that sometimes when we talk about eating off of plates, we're not really eating off of the plate because the plate's really more than what's needed. Just something to think about. Once we're on to this topic, that it's not mandatory to tovel, there's no need to tovel the vessel if a non-Jew owns it and a Jew is borrowing, that is one of the pieces of advice given when one is in a pinch. Let's say someone finds themselves that they absolutely need to use this vessel and they forgot to tovel the vessel. Now what? There is a leniency brought down in halacha to actually give it to the non-Jew. Again, you would physically give it to them. And then ask if you can borrow it. Technically speaking, there's really no difference between that circumstance and the circumstance of taking a drink in the hotel lobby. Obviously, that's something that one only should do in a pinch. And obviously, that's not something that someone should do for years on end. That's kind of like in a pinch, a one or two time use thing. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.